Eastern Michigan, 4 runs, 7 hits, no errors as they pick up the win. Bowling Green, no runs, 9 hits, and no errors as we're joined by the victorious head coach as Eastern Michigan shuts out a conference opponent for the first time since Miami a year ago. Coach, what a masterful pitching performance by Justin Mice, and then following up Holden Cook to pitch out of a jam as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Justin was outstanding today. I think I got 10 ground ball outs. He attacked all day, filled it up, gave us a chance, and Holden helped us out as well in the eighth and the ninth. Got a little shaky there in the eighth, but he was able to pitch out of it and, scrap together enough runs early to give us a chance and come away with the series win.
For Justin, it was a kid who had never gone longer than 5 innings. He's able to scatter the 7 hits, and you touched on 11 ground ball outs, 6 fly outs, just 2 walks as well. I mean, not walking certainly helps you stay in a ball game a lot longer.
Absolutely. He's a strike thrower, and when he has the success, the balls are at the bottom of the zone. Balls at the bottom of the zone that produces the ground ball. So I thought our defense did a really good job, too, making some plays to help him out, but all the credit goes to Justin. Quality start. Weather feels warm, so he stretched those guys out a little bit. I think he got a little bit over 100 pitches, but he looked good all day.
2 runs in that second inning. You're able to get a nice lead. Calms him down after that first inning. You add another in the fourth, and then I have to ask you about the eighth inning. The base is loaded. The ball hits the outfield. The catcher was perfectly positioned in Haas. What, from our vantage point, it just looked like interference because he didn't allow the runner to have an access to home plate.
Exactly.
Is that what you saw?
Yeah, exactly. Obstruction on the catcher. You got to give the base runner a lane to slide in there. So he's not allowed to block the plate with or without the ball. Ball was in the air. Obviously, it's up the line a little bit because the throw is coming from left field, but the umpire thought that he impeded his progress to home plate and then called obstruction.
On the offensive side of things, a day which Zach Owings does not get a hit, still extends the on-base streak now at 20 games, but you're able to get performances. Nate Jones, one official at-bat. He walks a couple times, has a hit-by-pitch, scores 3 different runs, and sees that batting average climb, but more importantly, the Jones brothers, a really good ability, one behind the plate and the other on the base pass as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Our offense kind of takes off with Timko and Owings at the top, but other guys stepped up today, and that's what we've been preaching all year, that pick each other up. So Nate had really good at-bats today. Kaufman had good at-bats. Cruiser had good at-bats as well. Hopkins at the bottom as well. So when you do that, you don't have to put as much pressure on those guys at the top that have been swinging the bat as well. They can kind of relax a little bit, and give us a chance.
A first series victory of the season. A lot of pressure now relieved because you get that thing and things maybe start flowing a little differently than because guys start believing in themselves in a different way when you take that first series.
Yeah, if you look at the weekend overall, very encouraging with the pitching staff, very encouraging with the defense. I thought yesterday we swung the bat really well. We just didn't get the breaks that we needed to. So overall, it was a great weekend. It's good to be back at home, and looking forward to carry it over through the midweek and into the weekend.
Yeah, you touched on the midweek. You're back against Oakland, a game right now that's scheduled to be at their place, but we always know with rain, anything's a possibility.
Yeah.
Walk us through the next week going to Oakland and then having a game against Ball State, a team that this week dropped 2 of 3. They're winning right now at Mount Pleasant, but a team that may be scuffling a little bit as well.
Yeah, for sure. We're going to enjoy the series win today. The guys will be off tomorrow. We'll practice Tuesday. We'll have a good practice to prepare for Wednesday. We'll hopefully get that game in Wednesday, weather permitting, and then we'll hit the road Thursday to head to Ball State. Ball State's always a tough place to play just because the ball seems to jump a little bit at their ballpark. They've got some really good arms. They've got a really good team, so we're going to have to game plan and get ready to go on Thursday for the weekend, but hopefully to build off it each week. So, if Scotty can continue to pitch the way he does, Luke McGuire, whoever's in that Saturday role, can make some adjustments as well, and then, give the ball to Justin on Sunday. So I think the guys can see the recipe for success when they get ahead. They pitch the contact early in the count, and, they let the defense work, and the defense just making routine plays. So if we can continue to do that, we'll be just fine.
You're going to put the pressure on the guys at the MAC office in Cleveland to decide who's going to be player of the week from your club as well as you perform this week.
I think there's no pressure. I think it's Scotty Granzato, hands down. He did a great job. Justin Mize, obviously, deserves some credit there, but going complete game, On Friday night, yeah, I'll give it to Justin.
Eric, appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win, and we look forward to, we won't be with you next week, but we'll be back with you Ohio weekend as well.
Sounds good. Thanks, Greg.
There he is. Quick timeout. We'll have Justin Meiss when we return.